father of a well, a lot of them didn't have horses like you have today. They had to carry all the water from a creek or a well, even to take a bath, you see, on Saturday night. They had to use a great big wash tub.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call that large container? It's round, sort of curves like this, and it can be 2 or 3, 4 feet high.
A tank? Water tank?
No, it's made out of wood. I know meal and flour is oftentimes stored in it, but fruit is too.
I don't know.
Like when you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you can buy it in a box, you can buy it in a bucket, or if you want more, you can buy it
in a big container?
Yeah, a bigger container is called a...
You got me there.
Let's see how else I can ask that.
Well, it's a storage bin, they call
it. It's where beer often comes in.
Beer keg?
Well, beer keg or a beer...
mug?
Not a mug, but... a big thing, a big run up. It can come in a keg or it can come in a barrel.
I don't get a keg or a barrel, the only thing I know.
Yeah, okay, a barrel is what I said. A barrel is what I, but weren't meal and flour stored in barrels sometimes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What did molasses come in when you wanted to buy it in a large quantity?
They come in large tin buckets, large containers, some about 5, 10 pounds, 15 pounds.
Mm.
Sometimes come in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Barrel molasses. See, the all they had then was molasses and biscuits mostly in the olden days.
What about lard? What would lard come in?
Lard come in tin containers.
Same thing as molasses?
Yeah, molasses, because it was heavy and it was hard to handle. They didn't have the modern plastic like they do today.
Okay. What do you call that little thing you put at the top of a bottle that enables you to pour water into something that has a narrow mouth? You know, it opens up
funnel.
The mouth for it. Okay. And what do you... what does the driver of a wagon use to urge his horses to go forward?
A whip.
Okay. If you bought fruit or some other item at a store, your grocer would put them in a...
paper sack.
Okay. Any other terms that you would use?
Wrap meat up in heavy paper, but you would put it in a sack of meat and came separate, wrapped in paper.
Okay. Do you remember maybe any term that your grandfather used? Any old-timey word for a paper bag?
I can't recall.
Like, have you ever heard the term poke?
Poke it in the bag?
Well, no, poke. A poke is a sack.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
And I had heard it, poke it in a bag for me.
Just yeah.
Poke it in a bag.
But you haven't. Well, that may be the same thing. But... sometimes the paper bag itself is called a poke.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever heard the expression pig in a poke?
Yeah, I've heard that, yes.
You know what that means?
That means like a grab bag. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, it's a pig in a sack.
Yeah, pig in a sack.
You're getting something that you don't see.
Yeah.
It's in the sack so you can't see it.
You know what? You got to see it, open it up.
Mm-hmm. Until after you pay for it sometimes. So.
That's buying something you don't know what. Can't tell what's inside the bag.
Yeah.
It's pig in a poke.
Yeah, well, that's what, see, poke is the old-timey term for bag.
Yeah.
And that's what the expression means, pig in a poke, pig in a bag, in other words.